anytime, anywhere. And with packages starting from just 70 kwacha, entertainment has never been this affordable. Sign up now at showmax.com. Stream everything you love and stay ahead of the game. T's and C's apply.
Are you having trouble in determining your career choice? If so, don't hesitate to call up at Woodlands University College by enrolling in the following courses at Lusaka Campus in Ibex Hill Residential Area. Diploma in Clinical Medicine General. Diploma in Nursing. Degree in Public Health. Woodlands University College offers a conducive learning environment that comes with a well-stocked library to meet students' study needs. Our medical laboratory is well equipped to give our students an experience of a health facility. Our computer lab is well equipped to aid students in research and career assignments. For more information, contact us on 0966-186239 or 0974-960435 or 0977-623508. Woodlands University College. Diligence, integrity, innovation.
Host unforgettable events at Jerkenical Cinemas. Your event deserves the big screen treatment. From private screenings to corporate presentations, to birthdays and premieres. Our cinemas are the perfect venue. Enjoy state-of-the-art audiovisuals, comfortable seating, and customizable packages. Book your next event with us and make it a blockbuster. Contact us today to reserve your space. Jerkenical, great moments at their greatest.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Uza Radio.
And welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, security and health security boosting living songs while living at ease. Lufuma is a stronger strategic military ties at Lugwash 2025-20. In international news, UK aged to act on colonial era war crimes case after recognizing Palestinian state. In sports news, CAF shutdown, power dynamos and therefore United fight for continental glory. With the news in detail, my name is Besan Pandey. In local news, Health Minister has emphasized the urgent need for global partnerships and increased investment to combat the growing burden of non-communicable diseases, NCDs, and mental health conditions. Elijah Muchima says addressing these health challenges is fundamental to achieving both national development goals and sustainable development goals, SDGs. He made the remarks during the fourth high-level meeting on the prevention and control of NCDs and the promotion of mental health and well-being, held on the sidelines of the 18th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Dr. Muchima revealed that NCDs account for over 30% of all premature deaths in Zambia, while mental health conditions, particularly among youth, are on the rise. He called for global and regional solidarity to secure sustainable financing for NCDs and mental health services and stressed the importance of technical cooperation to build capacity and integrate healthy priorities into climate resilience and energy and emergency response plans. The high-level meeting brought together global leaders to review progress and recommit to tackling NCDs, including cardiovascular diseases, cancer, and diabetes. This is according to a statement issued by Namata Manjepa, Space Secretary for Press and Public Relations at Zambia's permanent station to the United Nations. The Nyapachuma Memorial Foundation has called for the effective implementation of laws that protect women and girls against gender-based violence, GBV, and sexual. Foundation board member Everia Pereira says the need to combat these vices through the development of sustainable solutions, particularly within institutions of higher learning. Speaking at the Empowering Women Against Extortion and GBV conference in Lusaka, Pereira says that addressing these issues will empower the younger generation to confront injustice. Meanwhile, Foundation Chairperson Marianne Muyenva reaffirmed the organization's commitment to tackling GBV and extortion through capacity building and increased awareness. Muyenva added that the conference also highlighted the foundation's dedication to creating safe spaces for open dialogue on these matters, especially in university settings. The Veterinary Association of Zambia, VAZ, has commended the government for its decision to allow private veterinary laboratories to provide diagnostic services to livestock farmers. VAZ President Dr. Malcolm Chiyoba says the development as a milestone in strengthening the livestock sector, noting that it will improve accessibility and efficiency in detecting and controlling animal diseases. Dr. Chiyoba says for many years, the burden of diagnostic services rested solely on government laboratories, which often struggled to meet the growing demand from farmers across the country. He emphasized that healthy livestock is central to achieving the government's target of reaching a 7 million national cattle herd. Dr. Chiyoba urged farmers to utilize the newly available services and called on both government and the private sector to uphold high standards in veterinary practice to safeguard the livestock industry. Meanwhile, Zambia Livestock Cooperative Union Chairperson Elia Sikua says the involvement of private laboratories will ensure that farmers receive timely services critical to effective disease management. Still in local news, Minister of Infrastructure Charles Murphy has announced the government's plans to construct the Lumba Tapo Road in Mongu District. Milupo also revealed that a 1x3 classroom block will be built using the Increased Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to address the challenge of limited learning space at Ngango Primary School. In addition, he personally contributed 30,000 kwacha towards the construction of another 1x3 classroom block at the same school. The additional block will complement efforts by the school's alumni, who have contributed over 20,000 kwacha to improve infrastructure. Milupi made this remark while officiating at the centenary anniversary celebration of Ngango Primary School, which marks 100 years of existence in 2025. Governance expert Wesley Nyanga says frequent interactions between President Hakainde Hichilema and traditional leaders are key to promoting peace and national unity. Nyanga says traditional leaders are an integral part of the governance system, and the recent meeting between President Hichilema and senior government officials was aimed at fostering peace and unity. He dismissed claims that the president's engagements with traditional leaders are politically motivated, stating that such allegations reflect a misunderstanding of how the governance system operates. Nyanga says interactions among traditional leaders themselves should be encouraged as they help reinforce the One Zambia, One Nation motto. He further says this is why the government continues to support traditional ceremonies as platforms for unity and cultural exchange. Finally, in local news,